Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Simple sentence out of Psalm 119, verse 18 says this: "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." After raising from the dead, Jesus met several times with his followers. On the road to Emmaus, while he was walking along with two of them, they didn't even know who he really was or anything, but he began to teach them everything about himself from the scriptures. Only later, when he broke bread with them, their eyes were opened to see him as the Messiah, God's anointed one, the Savior. Then later the same day in Jerusalem, Jesus met with a large group of his disciples. And after he opened their eyes to see that he had risen in the flesh, Jesus explained that all the scripture, the laws of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, were fulfilled in him. For us to see and understand Jesus in scriptures, we too need to open our eyes. I have to say that I have found so many whose eyes are closed that it scares me. Although the psalmist couldn't see Jesus or know what we know about Jesus today, the psalmist certainly understood the need for eyes to be opened to understand God's word. Without our eyes open, God's word can seem like a legalistic code to measure how others and we fail to live righteously. With our eyes open, we see in God's word the living God who graciously reveals himself to us. We learn how to live the way God intends for us. We ultimately find the wonderful things found in his grace and mercy. Above all, in God's gift of Jesus, we live in gratitude for all he has done for us. He has and always will do much more than we ever do for him, though we are to strive to do what we can as often as we can. As we live each day, it is our call to serve a risen Lord with whatever we have been given from him to use for his glory. So, what will we do today? Yes, today. Don't worry about tomorrow, because by the time it gets here, it'll be today. So let's start living for him today. Prayer thoughts: Scott Rooney, Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal and Suzette, George Myers' family, Don, his other brother, and then pray for the family at the loss of Bob, Wayne, Bob and Gertie's son, Julie Cassandi's mom, families in Hawaii and families in the state of Washington that are dealing with loss due to the fires, Karen Tyndall, Chris and Elam, Gail, Lyndon, the national needs, the church needs, our family needs. And don't forget, be praying for our celebration September 10th as we reach out to our families and friends and invite them back to God's house. God bless you. Spend a few moments in prayer and then have a great day.